America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
What, though, of the three remaining games is the biggest chance for the stumble? Georgia Tech, Wake Forest, or Syracuse?
If Haynes King is healthy this week, the quarterback for Georgia Tech, which I don't know that he is, this is a tough one. Buster Faulkner, their offensive coordinator, comes from Georgia, was a coordinator there when they had Stetson Bennett, and likes to run a lot of window dressing, lots of motions, you know, lots of get the ball out quick. They've got a couple of athletes in Jamal Haynes at running back, Rutherford and Singleton at wide receiver. Both can fly, which we realize Miami has a secondary issue. But if Haynes King isn't healthy offensively, they're not good. And Georgia Tech is not good defensively, which is not really a recipe for success against Cam Ward in Miami. Syracuse will be tough as well because the same thing, they can score the football. Kyle McCord came over from Ohio State. LaQuint Allen, a player that they have. I think they have a Rondé Gadsden's kid playing there at tight end. They've got some weapons there and can throw the ball up and down the field. And you know that Syracuse, whatever it's called, the Carrier Dome or whatever it is now, will be raucous for Miami coming there. There's no business us losing any games. If we keep teams under 30, we're not going to lose a football game in the regular season. And I guess we won't see Clemson in the ACC championship game because Dabo choked one away against Louisville's second team, which was beautiful to see on Saturday night.
I'm going, that's micro last three games. I'm going macro. Who else scares you in the nation? Because, hell, you're number four. Ohio State, Georgia, and Oregon are over top of you. You already say you're not scared of Georgia. I watched the Gators game. Hell, they could have beat him with the quarterback. I've never heard of him before in my life. I don't even know if he was on the team last Tuesday. But does Oregon, we talked about Dylan Gabriel, Oregon or Ohio State, because Ohio State got some dogs in their receiving core. And I would say UM's weakness is that secondary.
Yeah, anybody that can score the football scares me. You know, Oregon would be an absolute slugfest. You might have to beat them 77-72 like an old Pac-12 after dark game. Ohio State with Jeremiah Smith and Emeka Abuka and Judkins and Will Howard, and they've got a good tight end as well. Yeah, they scare me, but the next big game Ryan Day wins will be the first big game that Ryan Day wins. So I got a feeling he'd find a way to gack one away. Texas still scares me. I know they haven't played well the last couple of weeks, but, you know, they still got weapons with Quinn Ewers and all that speed they have outside. Georgia would give us problems because the defensive side of the ball, they're so good, but I don't know that they can keep up with Miami in a 60-minute game because Carson Beck, all we have to do is distract him with the Cavender twin. Just put her on the sideline, you know, in a Miami basketball jersey, and I'm not sure he's going to be ready to go. So, Channing, it's going to be so much fun these next 6 weeks with the college football playoffs and everything else. I already told my wife, we got to put a second mortgage on the house. between going to Georgia Tech this week. I just went to FSU 2 weeks ago. The ACC championship game potentially in a couple of weeks. If we win the ACC, the quarterfinal game is in Atlanta in the Peach Bowl. Then the semifinal week potentially could be at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami. And then the Natty would be right back here in Atlanta. I need you guys to get Len Weiner to give me like a third or fifth or eighth job at this point, because I can't afford all these damn games, but I damn sure can't miss one.
Yeah, it's going to be something special. Again, I want to get through these three games that they've got left on the schedule, and then we worry about all that stuff. But it is shaping up to be the season that he's right, that we've been waiting literally over 20 years for.
And John, quickly, can you tell Hawk stop pushing people towards the varsity? It's the greasiest, nastiest food in the world. He's pushing.
Yeah, that's why I say, you know what? Noon kickoff is perfect. Players will be done by 4, showered. They'll be over to the varsity by 5.
Yeah, the varsity, first of all, hot dogs are one of the 5 most useless foods on the planet. Hot dogs, mayonnaise, oh my goodness, sour cream. I don't need any of that in my life. The varsity I went to one time, and that was about 23 years ago when I moved to Atlanta. And I vowed that I would never go back. I know it's an Atlanta staple. It's walking distance from Georgia Tech. If you go over there, make sure you have some wet wipes, because you will need some shortly thereafter.
I mean, how can you call yourself an Atlantan and not have been to the varsity at least once a week for the last 20 years?
People from Atlanta hate the varsity.
No, they do not. I saw Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. They love it.
Again, a guy from out of town coming to Atlanta. It's better to go about 12 blocks down, go to Magic City, get you some nice lemon pepper wet, and I'm just talking about the wings, and enjoy the show while you're there.
Boom.
Or World of Coca-Cola and the CNN headquarters.
If you're into those kind of things, sure. You might as well go to the Georgia Aquarium while you're at it. I'd rather go to Magic City, because I can see things flapping around there that look a heck of a lot better than a whale.
Get myself a little, I don't know, happy hour at in Buckhead. Time of my life. All right, we'll see you. Don't you drink Pepsi over Coke, John? Of course you're not an Atlantan. You like Pepsi over Coke.
100%. Pepsi and Mountain Dew are like two of the greatest inventions ever. When I'm like,
I'm talking specifically the colas. Specifically the colas. Yeah. You choose Pepsi over Coke.
I will not drink a Coke in my lifetime, if I have a choice. It's Pepsi all day long.
Ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just that shows you all you need to know about John Michaels. He never embraced Atlanta. He doesn't like the varsity. He doesn't like Coca-Cola.
But I do like Magic City. I don't know what that says about me.
Hey, John, Magic City, Pepsi. Yeah, man, we can roll. I'm a Pepsi guy, too.
You are?
All right.
Yeah. What's going on here? All right, we got to go. John Michaels, 680 The Fan in Atlanta. Follow him on Twitter, John Michaels U. Thank you, John.
All right, guys.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.